This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A California couple who inflicted years of torture on 12 of their 13 children has been sentenced to life in prison with parole only possible after 25 years. The sentencing of David and Louise Turpin was preceded by the first public statements from some of their children, who alternatively spoke of love for their parents and of what they had suffered despite it as the couple wiped away tears. One of their daughters said she is soaring through life now like a rocket.
I believe everything happens for a reason. Life may have been bad, but it made me strong. I fought to become the person I am.
The Turpins pleaded guilty in February to neglect and abuse. The abuse was only found out when one of their daughters fled their home and pleaded for help to a 911 operator. The U.S. Justice Department is dismissing House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler's subpoena demanding an unredacted copy of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. As AP Sagar Meghani reports, Nadler wants Congress to get Mueller's report before the Attorney General testifies next month.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for all of Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report after the redacted version gave fresh evidence of presidential misconduct.
He practically invites Congress to pursue that.
Nadler telling CBS This Morning lawmakers need the unredacted report and all underlying materials to decide what's next. He says he expects the Justice Department to comply by May 1st, when Attorney General William Barr begins 2 days of hearings. The president is bashing what he calls the crazy Mueller report and his ex-advisors who cooperated with the probe. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News.